Good morning.
Well, this year's college freshmen were born for the most part in 1991, and they're too young to remember Margaret Thatcher as Prime Minister of Great Britain, the old Soviet Union, or the first Iraq War.
That's right. It's a very different world from them. With the they have a European Union, but no Soviet Union. They have vice presidents that have power. This makes for a different world.
A lot is different than it was, but also a lot of the things are the same.
It's interesting how when you look at the headlines from the year they were born, they were filled with stories of government interference in finance, layoffs, the economy was bottoming out, and so on. Those are the same headlines of today. You look at the covers of news magazines, and they were asking questions back then regarding was Iraq worth a war, or is the American healthcare system in critical condition? There are a lot of parallels with when they were born.
Now I'm in my 40s, and this list makes me feel old. But you're telling me that some students in their 20s feel the same way when they look at this mindset list. Why is that?
Well, I think there's we always look back to what was a simpler time, and even the 20 somethings look back to a time where they used their Walkman and put a CD in it as kind of a simpler time. There's always this desire for nursery food and the macaroni and cheese of life.
Sure. While it's interesting trivia for those of us, for the public at large, the mindset list serves a very specific purpose in a relationship between professors and new students.
Well, it's what we found a dozen years ago, and we started doing this of my co-author Tom McBride refers to as hardening of the references. Found that faculty were finding that a reference to Watergate meant nothing at all. I think one of our signals was the student who knew what Watergate was. It was where Monica Lewinsky had an apartment. these are different different ways that they look at life from their teachers. And the other side of it is the list is very effective here as we're starting our academic year, putting students into a new setting, into seminars, into areas where they're expected to respond and participate and be involved in their education, that this often opens up avenues for conversation.
Ron Neef, I want to thank you for being with us.
Thank you.